Amen and amen. We decree and declare that we are truly the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that this day we are truly the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that this is the day that you have made. We decree and declare that this is the day that we are the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives this day. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over our lives and our families' lives this day. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare increase of the Lord over our lives this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us this day. We decree and declare divine connections this day. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives this day. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being on this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place on this day. We decree and declare prosperity this day. We decree and declare the divine turnaround this day. We decree and declare a double portion this day. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection over your people, Father, this day. We decree and declare right direction this day. We decree and declare that favor, even around travel, continue to keep us in our comings and in our goings this day. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow this day. We decree and declare money-making, money-creative ideas happening this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind this day. We decree and declare God's loading us daily with benefits, for he is our salvation this day. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth this day. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people this day. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing, which we have not room yet to receive this day. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower this day. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the prayer line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly language.
Mama ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si, de ke ye ye bo sa, de ke ye ye bo si Father Michael.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this gathering tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for praying on behalf of those, Lord God, in need tonight. Lord, we remember those in the hurricane, Lord God, even though it passed over where I was, Lord God, and we're in safety, and Lord God, and things worked out right. We know, Lord God, is heading towards Tampa and heading towards Georgia, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for preparation. They get ready, be prepared, Lord God. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, for them doing what they need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we also thank you for this, the house, Lord God, this film ministry. Thank you for our master prophet. Thank you for prophetess Deborah Jordan. Not only for them, for the prophetesses and the prophets, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for coming tonight and praying together, Lord God. Thank you for success and prosperity in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, that we're blessed to be a blessing. And thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you for blessing our families, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for just being motivators and keepers, Lord God, and counselors to people, Lord God, in times of trouble, in good times and also bad times, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that just giving us that, like the energized bond, just keep us, take a whooping to keep on ticking, Lord God, in any season, Lord God. Thank you for giving that healing to our spirit, Lord God. Also, thank you, Lord God, for this prophetic line tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God, you are a great God. You are a powerful God. You are an omnipresent God. You are above all things, Lord God. And we thank you on this midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for the victory that we've experienced in our lives. We thank you for the miracles that continue to flow through our lives. We thank you for the blessings that you pour out. Lord, we thank you for the increase that has taken place, the provision that you've allowed for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have moved us and increased us, Lord God. We remember where we come from, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to choose us each and every day and bless us with your glory. Lord, we commit and we pray and we uplift all those impacted right now in this instant by these natural disasters, Lord God. We pray that your hand will be on them and their families, Lord God, that they will not give up, Lord God, that they will remember the word to go over their lives. Lord, we thank you that we can laugh. We thank you that we can be in love. We thank you that we can experience joy in this season and in this hour, Lord God. But I pray that as you move us into our next level, into our next season, Lord God, that you will move us into a deeper depth of you, Lord God, that we will come to know you, Lord God, in a deeper way, that our consciousness may expand, Lord God, for our businesses, for our relationships, for our partnerships, Lord God, for our community. But I pray that the people will just begin to see the manifestation of you through each and every one of us, Lord God. We thank you that we are the chosen. We are the chosen people, Lord God. And we pray that as we move in our prophetic gift, Lord God, that we would speak power, we would speak greatness, manifestation in all things. Pray for our leaders even now. In your mighty precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this midnight cry. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be together as one. Lord, we thank you for what this time of prayer, this time of intercession has done for families, Lord, that are touched by this call, Lord, done for the prophets that are touched by the call. done for leadership that has organized the call. Father, we thank you for the movement that has been created, Lord, that it stand, that it continue to move on generation upon generation. Lord, we thank you for the dedication to prayer this season. We thank you for even what it has done in the areas of calming the storm, Lord. Lord, we know that there has already been havoc and already been some troubles, Lord, but we thank you, Lord, that a calming has been provided because of prayer, Lord. And to all the saints on this call, be encouraged by the prayers that we collectively move to, Lord, and we thank you for continuously putting the words and the thoughts and the actions on our lips to profess and to declare in this mouth. We thank you, and more men and women of God are continuing to further their education, Lord, continue to further their business, Father, continue to build families, Father, continue to build their communities in this season. But we thank you for an abundance of men in the church. Thank you for an abundance of wealth in the church, Father. We thank you for of health in the church, Father. Lord, let us be the example that the world is looking for. Let us be the shining light, Lord, that others can glean from, Father. We thank you continuously for the prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan are going to continue to globalize the prophetic, Lord. There's never been anything seen like this, but let us all be dedicated to the craft, dedicated to this, Lord, continue to serve more, to be able to serve, and through our service, Lord, become better and better. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for what you're doing in my life and the lives of your people. And we thank you for your mercy, because your mercy endures forever. Thank you, O God, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient. And thank you, Father, for loving us, caring for us, providing for us. Thank you, God. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line tonight, God. And thank you for the leadership, Prophetess Darlene. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and for their vision to even have this prayer line and to allow us to be on it. Thank you, God, that I'm a part of it. And God, I give you glory, honor, and praise. And I love you, Lord, and I just thank you, Jesus. And I ask you again, God, to look upon those who are ill or who have been ill. God, I know you said by your stripes we are healed. And so we thank you, God, for the healing that's taking place in the lives of the sick. Even Prophetess Dawson, Cynthia Dawson, we see her well, whole and complete, God. And for anyone else who's on the prayer list, God, we ask you to bless them, strengthen them, and heal them, God. And also, I ask you to once again speak to the waters and your wind, God. You say, peace, be still. And we're looking for peace to be still in the storms that have been raging, the floods, the waters. Oh, God, but thank you that you're bringing this thing to an end. Thank you, God. I ask you to look upon each and every prophet, each and every person living in the Caribbean and in the South and in the North, God. And wherever the fires are raging, wherever the water is raging, wherever the mudslides are raging, God, all across this world, there's so much going on in terms of the weather conditions, God, but you are speaking even through these weather conditions and bringing people to their knees. Thank you, Father. Bringing people to pray, coercing people, forcing us to pray, and we thank you, God, because you hear our prayers. And I just love you, and I thank you, God, for your blessings and for your mercy. I ask you to bless the people listening in on the line also. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Cover them. Keep them in perfect peace. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for great is thy faithfulness, Father God. Thank you for your mercy upon us, Father God. Thank you for salvation in this hour, Father God. We thank you for the miracles, Father God, that we even have not heard of yet, but you're doing in this hour, Father God. We thank you for the peace that's surpassing all understanding. We thank you for the calmness, Father God. We thank you even for bringing Prophetess Cynthia home, Father God, as she gets better and better and better. We are rejoicing with her. We thank you, God, again for the salvation, your the covering, Father God, upon us and our families, Father God. Everyone assembled here on this line, Father God, touch them. You know their name. You know their situation, Father God. We stand with them, Father God, as one for their healing, deliverance for their family, salvation, Father God, job opportunities, and even right relationships in the household, Father God. We thank you for the prophets that are in the land, Father God, the revelations that you're bringing and the awakening in this hour, Father God. Thank you for your power, Father God, to make things happen in this hour. We decree and declare continued healing in the broken hearts of people, that the love is present in the storm, casting out all fear, Father God. We thank you for that silent voice of abuse, for we know that they have power, and we see their power standing up right now, Father God. Thank you for financial favor in this hour, Father God, for the work of you, Father God, from our leaders, our prophet, our that are getting ready to go on their trip. We thank you for all finances being covered. Thank you for safety and travel, Father God. Anything in our hearts, Father God, not like you, trying to block something, we cancel that out, Father God. We remove the doubt, the fear, the wrong thinking. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We give your name always, always the praise, Father God. We humble before you, Father God, and we love you. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a new day even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for life. We thank you for peace even now, Father God. Allow peace to reign in all of our hearts even now and even in our homes, Father God, even in our relationships, Father God. Father God, thank you for your covering anointing even now, Father God. Father, thank you for the power in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, let no weapon formed against us prosper. Thank you for the power, Father God. Father, thank you for wisdom even now, Father God. Protect and cover our families even now and our children and our elders even now, Father God. Touch our minds, Father God. Give us right thinking even now, Father God. Allow our ears to be open to hear your voice even now, Father God. Allow our eyes to be open, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for new days even now, Father God. We thank you for divine joy and peace, Father God. Thank you for new ideas, innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father God, allow your spirit to reign within us always and now, Father God. Thank you for your glory even now, Father God. We'll continue to praise you, give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, Father God. I love you and thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen, oh God. Thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for being the hope amongst those communities that was affected by the storm, God. Thank you, God, for granting safety to the men, women, and children, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for strengthening even local religious leaders, God, and the congregant too as well, and help them to continue to provide the shelter and aid for their communities, God. God, thank you, God, for giving wisdom and presenting resources to the pastors and even to the lay leaders working to provide, you know, the physical needs of those who have lost maybe their homes and all, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for giving them courage to minister to their spiritual needs, God, and help them, God, and thank you for granting them even unshakable peace, God, and rid the storm victim of the spirit of fear, God. Help them to not have that fear, God. And, God, thank you, God, for helping us to respond to the needs of those struggling with frustration and fear, God, that we may serve you well, God. And God, thank you, God, for multiplying the seed, God. God, thank you, God, for giving us good health, God. Thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. And thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh, God. And God, thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, God. Thank you, God, for healing all your people, God. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our family and loved ones and children, God. And God, thank you, God, for peace in the schools, God, and continue to protect the children to and from school, God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, God. And thank you, God, for keeping the enemy under our feet, oh God. Thank you, God, in your precious, mighty, and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to just come before you, Father God, and just give your name all the praise and honor, Father God. I want to thank you now for our leaders, Father God. I want to thank you for their vision, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching each and every one of our leaders, Father God, even now touching our pastors and bishops, Father God. Thank you for touching our ministers, Father God. Thank you for touching our deacons and deaconesses, our prophets and prophetesses, Father God. Right now, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you continue to keep and cover your people, Father God, even during this time of the storm, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, that your word begins to declare that when the enemy comes in like a flood, Father, that you'll raise up a standard against them, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for keeping your people, Father God, safe, Father God, in your arms, Father God, even now, Father God. Right now, I want to thank you for covering your son, Prophet William Richard, Father God, even now, Father God, during this time, Father God, continue to keep him, Father God. Right now, we speak healing, wholeness, and completion, Father God, over his life, Father God. Right now, I want to thank you, Father God, for touching Prophet Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to thank you for the divine restoration, Father God, that you're doing, Father God, to her mind and her body, Father God, even now. Father God, I want to thank you for touching the lives of your people, Father God, touching those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Begin to just heal them, Father God. And Father God, I want to thank you, Father God, that your word, Father God, begins to declare that by your stripes we are made healed, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing over the lives of your people. Be so careful to give your name all the praise, glory, and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen and amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you once again just to say thank you, to say thank you for all the things that you continue in our lives, God. Father God, we ask that you cover each and every one that is on this call, on this conference call line, God, and to ask you, God, just to hear our prayers, God, hear our cries on this midnight prayer call, God. Father God, I ask that you give us greater strength in the name of Jesus, God. I ask that you strengthen us each and every day and give us the mind, the right mind, the mind that we are able to act in wisdom, God, according to your will, God, to act in love and to love our neighbors as I love ourselves, God, to even go up against anything that is not like you, but to cast it down in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory and the honor because you are the head of our life, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for all the things that you continue to keep doing in our life each and every day, God. Father God, we thank you that you have given us the spirit of love, God, and that we are able to cast out all fear around us, God. We thank you, God, that you have put the entrepreneurship spirit on us, God. We thank you, God, that you have called us to be great leaders and global leaders in this community, God. We thank you, God, that you have raised us and has risen us, that we are able to take the land, God, and to be able to move, to be movers and shakers in this time, God. Father God, I ask that you cover our children, God. Cover them with your blood, God. Let it all be worked out in this school year, God. Put right teachers and right peers around them, God. Father God, I even lift up our government officials, God, and even those that support us and then support our children, God, that you even protect them and cover them, God. Father God, you get all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this conference, this midnight cry tonight, dear Lord. We just come to you humble tonight, dear Lord. Thank you, Father, for keeping us in our right minds, dear Lord. Look upon everyone that's on the call tonight, dear Lord. Touch them, Father. Touch their heart's desire that they are standing in the gap for, waiting for you to give them, Father God, for deliverance, dear Lord. Look upon those that's in the storm, dear Lord. Touch the families, dear Lord, in Florida, Georgia, Mexico, all over the world, Father God, that's in the storm, dear Lord. Look upon Texas, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon the company of prophets that are affected by the storm, dear Lord Jesus. Continue to raise them up. Give them peace in their heart, Father God, in the midst of the storm, dear Lord Jesus. And, Lord, just protect them, Father God. Bring the right people in their path, dear Lord, to help them, Father God. And, Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Lord. Look upon Cynthia Dawson. Look upon Collins, dear Lord. Look upon Patricia Day, dear Lord. Look upon all these people that ask for prayer, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, dear Lord, Father. Continue to deliver them, Father God, in good health, Father God. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon those that has a financial need, Father God. Touch their finances right now in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. Father God, as we prepare to go to Ghana, dear Lord, look upon us, Father God, as we prepare to go to Ghana. Continue to bless Archbishop and Pastor Deborah as they prepare us for this trip, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father, in advance, dear Lord, that all will be well, dear Lord Jesus. And Father God, look upon our children, dear Lord, that's going back to school, Father God. Keep them in their right mind, dear Lord. Touch the teachers, dear Lord, that they would do the right thing, that they would not be stressed this year, Father God, that they would be able to handle the breakdown and come up with a solution while they're going through the breakdowns, dear Lord, to help our children, dear Lord. Father God, look upon the young men out here that's struggling, dear Lord, in their minds, Father God. Keep them in their right mind, dear Lord. Keep them focused, dear Lord. Keep them out of harm's way, Father God. And we thank you, Father. We give you the glory for it, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge, you're our fortress, and you're our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. We don't stand in the way of the sinners, and we don't sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, and in your law we meditate day and night, and therefore we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Father God, we thank you that you are our rock, and in you we trust. You are our shield and the horn of our salvation, our high tower and our refuge and our Savior. We thank you, Lord, that you save us from violence. You've saved us and rescued your people from the violent hurricanes, from the violent floods, from the violent winds. Lord God, we thank you for your divine protection. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for rest, the angels of rescue. We thank you for protecting Prophet William Richard. We thank you for protecting Prophetess Mascarene. We thank you for protecting Prophetess Tamlin Hodge, Prophet William, Michael Ellis, and those, James Hunter, those that are in the turbulence. Lord God, we thank you for divine protection for all of those that are in harm's way. We thank you, Father God, for the prophets that you shall use in this hour in these areas, Lord God, that they will stand up strong and be a voice of strength, a voice of comfort and encouragement in this hour. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall be on the court and we shall stand, Lord God, as a voice to be heard, of recognizing and being a witness for you in the mighty name of Jesus. As we lift up everyone on this call, every prayer request, Lord God, every utterance, we pray for breakthrough. We pray for deliverance to the captives. We pray, Lord God, for your glory to be revealed. We pray for your provision. We pray, Lord God, for the breakthrough that we need, Lord God. Lord God, finance, healing for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, healing for marriages, healing for strained relationships, healing, Lord God, for your people, Lord God. We bless our Archbishop. We speak strength and divine protection and support for Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan. And Lord God, cover them as they prepare to go to Ghana. We decree and declare your miracle-working hand of strength and provision
and protection to go with them, Lord God. Lord God, we just take dominion over every witch and every warlock, Lord God, and we uncover every plot and plan of the enemy. When the enemy comes in, Lord God, one way he flees, seven ways. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Just want to give just a few reminders that we want to just be back here at 9 a.m. for our conference call with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet. Is there any other announcements?
Amen and amen. Yes. So thank you so much, Prophetess. I want to invite the people of God to come and join us a little later on today from noon to 1 for Man Cave Monday. The topic is going to be on prophetic manifestation. So come and join the conversation from noon to 1. Thank you so much, Prophetess.
Amen. We're going to say good night and God bless and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed morning. And let this Monday morning be the best. Amen. Any other announcements?
Yes, Prophetess Valerie Thomas would like to wish you a happy birthday, Prophetess Bethany.
Oh, yes, it's her birthday right now.
God bless you with many, many more healthy, great years. God bless you.
Amen, amen.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Love you, family.
Happy birthday.
Good night. September 7th.
All right, good night.
Good night. Good night.